Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's feeding back. Good. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don McClure. And I think our theme song is delayed, so I'm not sure. Matter of fact, I think it's still playing. So again, good evening and thanks to all of my listening audience on the World Wide Web. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. So sit back, relax, and I can't hear it. Turn it up. I think we've got a delay, so I'm not sure. That it may be our internet connection. But our call-in numbers are 818-691-7395. That's the number you can call in. Or you can IM me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to email me, you can reach me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Tonight's show topic, our thoughts, experiences, and emotions. What we find in the movies we watch and use in our daily life. Today we explore our minds, thoughts, and the influence and experiences we feel watching a movie. The movies we watch, how they affect our daily thoughts and emotions, the ideas. And things we see on a daily basis, or what we spend time viewing on the weekend or late at night brings us closer to the reality in our lives. How and what we think affects our life and our decisions. What we learn and use and experience from the movies we watch and want to see again and again. As a guideline for our life, because on the screen, we get to see some of the places, cities, experiences, the type of people we interact with in our life. The conversations I have on a daily basis always brings to mind what I have seen or experienced while watching a movie. From that one I thought was so great, I remember the speech from, or the one that made me cry, because I could feel the pain of the victim or the mother or father who lost a loved one in war, or to a senseless accident. Yes. Our mind takes in what we see, especially with the movies we select, without knowing that it will become a set of learning tools we will use as a reference point for some time in our life. Now, as we get deeper into my show, we're going to get a chance to play a clip from the book I just wrote, The Gods and the Beginning of Life, because a lot of that is based, learned from the movies, what I experienced and how I see life, and also the philosophies that I learned to use. I think we're having some terrible feedback. I know that. We're broadcasting from Alabama, and I think there's a little bit of bad weather, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, see if we can fix this technical difficulties, and we'll be right back after we play this quick public service announcement.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all. I was a really loving kid. Family was always number one. But after I started using meth, my sister told me she was worried about me.
We're having some very strong difficulties with this internet connection. But we're going to keep chugging along, seeing if we can get this show through. One of the things that I like about the movies, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're doing, I think one of the most important things we can do is to continue to try to elevate our mind's thoughts, because that's very important. So when we're watching a movie, we gain insight. To what we think, what we believe, and we store that information away so that we can reuse it to evaluate our daily life. Now I'm going to see if I can play the clip by The Gods and The Beginning of Life to kind of give you an idea of what I used to create the story. And I hope that it plays pretty well, because we see some real technical difficulties. But we're going to get all that worked out. But here's the intro clip for the new audio book, The Gods and The Beginning of Life. About how man conceived his human ways and instincts. Some say he was born decent, with morals and character. Others say that from the time he was created, there was no good in him at all, merely a few small reflections of right or wrong, and a desire to become the only power on earth, being judged by no one. But in the summer of 2001, I spent 7 days on the road with the woman I loved, crossing the northern Great Plains, where I found the basis for what I learned about man and his beginning. My name is David Stewart, and this woman of amazing beauty sleeping next to me in the front seat of our Jeep is Tiana. And this is our story. I guess this is a good enough place to begin explaining what happened during our 7-day adventure, which, by the way, was not planned as an adventure at all, but was originally a last-minute decision that Tiana made for both of us. As she always tells me before I can learn of her plans, she had decided that we needed to go to a new place she found that we would enjoy. However, I can never get used to these words that she feels would be good for us. It always makes me laugh when she tells me about some trip we will take and how long we will be gone and what she thinks it will accomplish. Now, in all fairness, Tiana has never picked anything or any place that has not turned out to be a wonderful experience that we can share with our friends in the world. So I can't complain, but this time, what we experienced was not as wonderful as it was amazing. And sometimes, it was downright scary to know the things we found on our trip. It all started on a Tuesday afternoon. I walked into Tiana's gallery, which she had worked so hard over the past few years to build into something amazing. It was one of the most unique art galleries and presentation centers in the city, perhaps even in the United States. Over the past few months, she had sold three $75,000 paintings from Italy, and I had just finished two productions for public television.
and had been paid $85,000 for each. We had made our hard work and our desires pay off. Tiana decided to close the gallery for a week and take me to get something unique and special for my birthday and Father's Day, and of course to celebrate our success in business. Most important, however, was that we wanted to spend time alone together, which was always difficult, since we both had careers we loved and we were good at. We always supported each other's dreams and plans, making us one of the few happy couples in the world.
Never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, we're back, and I think we fixed all the technical difficulties. I think we're through with those. I think what happened is we had one of our episodes uploaded twice, so who knows. But anyway, I'm sure glad that's over with. I hope you can hear me clearly. And we're going to continue with the show talking about the movies. Now, what I've prepared is a three-clip intro. It's going to take us back to the movie The Gladiator, where Maximus has died, and they're going to talk about honoring him for all the things that he did for Rome. And the amazing part about that movie, after I started studying it, I found out that the next emperor who actually ruled Rome in reality came out of Libya, the country in Africa. And at the time that Maximus is actually alive, he's the governor. So when they leave Marcus Aurelius, the emperor that they show you in the film, the next emperor actually comes from Africa. And it was just amazing to see that information. So we're going to play that three clip. One of the other clips that's on there is from the movie Glory. And it's talking about the letter that the commanding officer of the first black troops writes to his mother in the beginning of the war. And I really liked the letter, and it showed me that when men are able to write great words with great meaning, it will stick with you. Now, when I'm watching a lot of the movies, I constantly look for what somebody's saying, what the writers have put together, and it really does stick with me. I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about the movie Mississippi Burning, and they didn't want to see the movie because they live in the South, and they were like, well, I really don't want to watch that because it's still going on in their mind and actually in reality today. But it shows you that when you see a movie and you think about it and then you go back to real life thoughts, you compare those two. So they didn't want to see the movie, and I understood that. But it shows you a great deal about how we get involved in the movies and the writers and the producers. Now, the third clip on the issue that I'm getting ready to play is from the movie Flyboys. And there's a black pilot in there who talks about how he knows people don't judge him when he's in the air. And so I'm learning that the fighting in World War I and World War II, and it was still about honor. So we're going to play that clip just to kind of give you an idea. But I had a chance to meet the producer of Flyboys when I was in Ohio. And I'm telling you, I was so touched by that film that it makes me think about when I see current pilots today flying, how difficult it was. I mean, here's a black man that had to go to France to fly. And when he came back to the United States, they still didn't let him become a real pilot. So we're going to play those three clips.
Drum worth one good man's life. We believed it once. Make us believe it again. He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him.
Dear Mother, I hope you are keeping well and not worrying too much about me. You mustn't think that any of us are going to be killed, for they are collecting such a force here that an attack would be insane. The Massachusetts men passed through here this morning. How grand it is to meet the men from all the states, east and west, down here ready to fight for their country, as the old fellows did in the Revolution. But this time, we must make it a whole country, for all who live here, so that all can speak. Before this war began, many of my regiment had never seen a Negro. But now the roads are choked with the dispossessed. We fight for men and women whose poetry is not yet written, but which will presently be as enviable and as renowned as any.
You were a bunch of Americans with nothing in common, except you wanted to learn to fly.
Gentlemen, you have bravely volunteered to preserve freedom.
Captain, tell you the life expectancy for pilots around here? 3 to 6 weeks.
This guy sure knows how to make friends.
All his friends are dead.
This is your quarters. French, you sure put on a nice war.
You got any objection to rooming with a colored man?
Heard it's good luck to rub your head.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Sorry, fellas. This room's reserved for killers.
Did you split there, killer?
Going to war in 2 days. You worried about me?
The Germans are moving toward her. Cassidy will be your squadron leader.
Any questions?
Will we be back by lunch?
I had no idea that it was going to be like that.
Hey!
You're not going anywhere. Not that you drink with us.
Thought it was only for killers.
You'll do. I thought there's supposed to be some sort of honor in the way we fight.
You gotta find your own meaning in this war.
I'm not gonna leave you. Think as long as I'm up in the air, they can't see me, they won't mind if I'm dead.
Now, when I had a chance to see that movie at the presentation in Ohio, I was just totally floored that I remembered reading the stories of Betsy Coleman, but I never heard about the black pilots that fought in France. I mean, I was outdone. And I kept thinking about how everybody always wanted to fight for a better life, whether it was in the cowboy era or France or Spain's wars or World War One or World War Two, whatever movie I was looking at, I was always touched by the fact that against all odds, men and women wanted to make a better life for themselves, get a better position, and use their knowledge and training to help them make a better life for themselves. And they were willing to challenge whatever system it was, putting their life on the line, whether it was the civil rights movement or becoming a pilot. So I know that a lot of you, if you think about the movies that are in the back of your mind that help you gauge where you want to go in life, I think you'll be able to see that a lot of the information you gain growing up, whether it's as a child, young adult, even as an adult today, those films help you gauge where you think you want to go and what you think you might have to do to get there. Now, if you'd like to get in on this conversation, call 818-691-7395. This is Don McClure, and yes, I am broadcasting from Alabama. Who knows where I'll be in 2 weeks from now? I may be in the home state of my mom, New Orleans. But you never know about the weather, and you never know about my internet connection. But I'm enjoying the show today, and we're going to play the clip from St. George's DVD that I promote. I'm very fascinated by his DVD and his life story. But we're going to take a quick break. We've got the internet working pretty well. We've got 30 more minutes, so we're going to play another PSA, and I'll be right back. This is Don McClure on the Don S. McClure Show.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
And what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look at the chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
That's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
Well, we're back. And my call-in number is 818-691-7395. That's the number you can call in to ask me some questions about the movies and how they affect our way of thinking and our daily life. I know for me, I'm always looking for a good story, something really balanced. And when I got a chance to watch Rocky 1 and 2, and I know a lot of you just probably said Rocky 1 and 2, but the struggle that Rocky had in the first one, he just wanted to go the distance to prove that he was somebody. He never intended to really beat Apollo Creed because he didn't think he could. But just to be able to turn his life around. And if you watch that movie, there's a scene where he's talking to a friend. He knows her brother. And he's trying to explain to her about reputation. And he explains to her that you need to make sure you get a good reputation, or later on in life, the guys are going to take you for a joke. And again, after he gave her that dialogue, he said, well, who am I to tell you about trying to be somebody? I'm not anybody. Now, in number two, he realized that he tried to get another job to take care of his family. That didn't work. He had a slow way of speaking. So a lot of people thought he was just a slow person, but he wasn't. and he had a lot of great ideas. But what fascinated me the most is when he actually won the belt, he really wanted to prove to the world that he was somebody, and especially to his wife. There's a scene in there where he knows he's got to go back to boxing. And he tells his wife, he says, "Adrian, I'm asking you to stop being a woman. So please don't stop asking me to be a man. And let me take care of my family. Let me do the best I can." Now, she's worried that he may lose his eye. But he's more worried about what else can he do to support his family. And that, again, that's that theory of win or lose, draw, whatever it is, I've got to continue on so that I can try to really be the great man I want to be. Now, the clip that I'm for you next is from the DVD that I do promote and sell on my website, St. George. And it's just the intro clip. But again, when I had a chance to see this on PBS, I was so touched by this, I made sure I got it. I got involved in the promotion of this man's DVD. I promote his music. And I really believe that by watching that movie, it taught me a lot about that time period during the French Revolution. But we're going to play that clip for you. And then after you hear the clip, kind of think about what you hear from this great person's life that today his music is still affecting our way of thinking. And it's a beautiful classical piece. Anyway, this is the St. George DVD.
The year is 1793. The French Revolution has collapsed into chaos. And one of France's greatest musicians is jailed. The son of a slave, the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, rose to become one of France's most popular heroes. But here in prison, the legacy of a man who has been called Le Mozart Noir will be lost to history. Saint-Georges is a man of remarkable achievements. Europe's greatest fencer, a renowned violinist, and a composer who influenced Mozart. Tragically, his music will not be heard for another 200 years.
Now, you got to think about that. Here's a man that was the greatest fencer in all of Europe. It's probably where Hollywood got a lot of its fencing scenes. This man is able to play the violin at a level that's just amazing to any culture. He gets to play at Versailles. And I've heard the name Versailles before. St. George is just an amazing person. And again, looking at his life, because he was not allowed married to anybody, especially a white female back in that time. And he doesn't want his son that he's possibly going to have to live a life like he lives. So in the movie, I see a black man who really wants a good life for his children. But society says he can't have an interracial relationship and have a baby. So even though his father's white and raises him to be this great composer, creates the first black troops in France, at that time, he doesn't have the possibilities of a lasting relationship. And in this day and time, we take lasting relationships for granted. But here's a man that actually wants a lasting relationship. He wants to have a child. He wants to raise it to be this great person and carry on his legacy. So what I want you to do is just sometimes write down the films that you really like. I had a chance to see Open Range for the 700 billionth time. And I really, really gain a lot from that movie about maybe you stay in something so long, which these men were free growth. And as times changed, a lot of people didn't like the fact that they could run their cattle across other people's lands and feed their cattle till they got a chance to get their cattle to where they were going to sell them. And just the attitude of the town that had grown and everybody in it, it is really a magnificent movie for you to watch with your significant other, your girlfriend, your guy friends, maybe your young teenage son or teenage daughter, to see what people go through to survive and how sometimes they have to take their past and put it aside and try to change, and to see how people judge them when they find out about their past. So I think there's a lot of great things that we really learn from the movies we watch. But if you'd like to get in on the dialogue, you can call 818-691-7395. The phone lines are open. I'm Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Well, I sure do like saying my name. I mean, I really like my name. You can tell I heard a lot from the movies. But I really like that. That's my name, Don S. McClure. And I'm enjoying today's show from Alabama. Actually, I'm in a city called Ashford, which is right outside. Doesn't have the greatest internet connection, but we're working with it anyway. And I'm always pleased that I can at least get on the air because I missed last week. Oh, I meant to tell you. For those of you who didn't know, I was in Schiller Park, Illinois, at a hotel that the storm was so bad it messed up its roof or ceiling. So they had no internet connection, no phone connection. So I had to use the phone in the lobby from a young lady who let me use her cell phone, who works the front desk. And amazingly, I thought I cut the show off. And when I left, because I didn't hit the off button, she was still on the phone. So we apologize if you heard her talking to customers. And she actually sang for 17 minutes. So I was totally amazed by that one. But anyway, we are back on the air. We've had some technical difficulties, but we're back. And we're going to be back next Friday doing a great show on politics. And we may have a show scheduled called Sex, Lies, and Political Life. But I'm not sure if I want to do that one yet. But anyway, back to the show's topic, the movies, how they affect us. From the children's movies, the movies we watch earlier in life, the ones we see today. I've got a ton of movies that I really, really like that I've learned a lot from. And if you'd like to tell me the movies that you like, call me at 818-691-7395. That call-in number again is 818-691-7395. And maybe tell me some of the movies that you think you've learned a lot from. I know I used to hear a lot of black women always about Stella's Got a Groove. So I'm sure you learned something from that. But there's other movies out there that were also just truly great. And I think a lot of us had a chance to see some of those movies. But again, when I listen to the video clips, like from St. George, I really have learned a lot from that. So we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with the Don S. McClure Show. And you're listening to Don S. McClure.
If your toddler falls in the pool, you think you'll hear this. But what you'll really hear is this. It happens quickly and silently. About 260 children younger than 5 drown in pools each year. That's about one nursery school class each month. Put a fence around your pool. Place an alarm on doors leading to the pool area. For more pool safety tips, visit the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission website at cpsc.gov.
My son Casey was a bright, fearless 20-year-old with a boundless future ahead of him. But in the blink of an eye, he was gone. While out riding a skateboard, Casey fell. He was not wearing a helmet. Our whole family wishes he was. It could have saved his life. I'm Captain Kevin Raffelli of the San Mateo Police Department. Parents, encourage your kids to strap on a helmet every time they jump on a bike, scooter, or skateboard. Think of my son Casey and use your head. Put a helmet on. It could save your life.
A message from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Well, we're back, and this is Don McClure. And again, what's so amazing is, and I'm glad that one of my guests in the audience brought me a DVD that they like. And it's called A Wonderful Life. And actually, I love this movie. I've seen this movie 50 zillion, zillion times. I don't know about that, but it's a lot. But anyway, It's a Wonderful Life is a great movie where Jimmy Stewart runs into so much stress and depression that he wishes to God that he had never been born. And when his wish gets granted, he sees how things turn out if he wasn't there. He can't save his brother because he wasn't born. He can't save the town because he wasn't born. So he realizes that even though he didn't get a chance to go off and build airplanes and live an adventurous life, it had a lot of value in his life. A lot of times we don't think about how our life affects others, our children, our friends. Whatever project we work on actually affects a lot of people, even my radio show. It affects a lot of people now that I'm learning that one of my sister-in-laws has a new radio show. People are just getting involved in more and more radio. I know my sister has a radio show. So it shows you that people are being affected by technology and what they think they could say. And I always say that there's a live book inside of everybody. But It's a Wonderful Life. Actually, it's a great movie, and I'm probably going to watch it again for the 100 zillion time. But now that we have our technical difficulties corrected, we're going to play the track again from my new audio book. And when you get a chance, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order a pre-copy of The Gods in the Beginning of Life, or get my autobiography, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, or my romantic side, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. But we're going to play a portion of the clip again from The Gods in the Beginning of Life for those of you who missed it. And just in case the audio didn't play real well, but we're going to play it again. So again, this is the introduction audio for my new book, my audio book part, The Gods in the Beginning of Life. About how man conceived his human ways and instincts. Some say he was born decent, with morals and character. Others say that from the time he was created, there was no good in him at all, merely a few small reflections of right or wrong, and a desire to become the only power on earth, being judged by no one. But in the summer of 2001, I spent 7 days on the road with the woman I loved, crossing the northern Great Plains, where I found the basis for what I learned about man and his beginning. My name is David Stewart, and this woman of amazing beauty sleeping next to me in the front seat of our Jeep is Tiana. And this is our story. I guess this is a good enough place to begin explaining what happened during our 7-day adventure, which, by the way, was not planned as an adventure at all, but was originally a last-minute decision that Tiana made for both of us. As she always tells me before I can learn of her plans, she had decided that we needed to go to a new place she found that we would enjoy. However, I can never get used to these words that she feels would be good for us. It always makes me laugh when she tells me about some trip we will take and how long we will be gone and what she thinks it will accomplish. Now, in all fairness, Tiana has never picked anything or any place that has not turned out to be a wonderful experience.
that we can share with our friends in the world. So I can't complain, but this time, what we experienced was not as wonderful as it was amazing. And sometimes, it was downright scary to know the things we found on our trip. It all started on a Tuesday afternoon. I walked into Tiana's gallery, which she had worked so hard over the past few years to build into something amazing. It was one of the most unique art galleries and presentation centers in the city, perhaps even in the United States. Over the past few months, she had sold three $75,000 paintings from Italy, and I had just finished two productions for public television and had been paid $85,000 for each. We had made our hard work and our desires pay off. Tiana decided to close the gallery for a week and take me to get something unique and special for my birthday and Father's Day, and of course to celebrate our success in business. Most important, however, was that we wanted to spend time alone together, which was always difficult, since we both had careers we loved and we were good at. We always supported each other's dreams and plans, making us one of the few happy couples in the world. When I picked that theme song, I had thought about all the movies I had seen where men of power had to have these great introductions. So when the audiobook is being worked on, I'm visualizing how the gods are at war with each other, all because of one god wanting to take power from another. Now, Tiana and David kind of stumble upon this. The beautiful part is I used the backdrop to start the movie off, or the book, when I hope it becomes a movie. I used the backdrop of South Dakota. And I've said 1,001 times, as much as I read about the Black Hills and liked the area of South Dakota, and I found out there were so many films shot in South Dakota, especially The Homesteader by one of the great Black producers, Oscar Michaud. But I use South Dakota in the Black Hills, where they're going to find this miraculous nation in so many different elements that are going to represent the gods, what they believed, what they thought, to show you where man actually got his ideas from. So in my mind, now I'm drawing a conclusion to why does man react the way he does today. And I like the fact that I went all the way back before Zeus, before Olympus, before Hector and Achilles, before all of that, to create my own story so that people in years from now will say, well, this is how Don saw life. And it's all going to be based on a lot of the things that I remember from other movies and productions that I thought were really good. So if you get a chance, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and take a look at that cover. And just to see the cover and to know that there are 30 beautiful photographs inside of this book that represents Greek culture. I mean, in this book, I think it's going to be a number one seller. I'm hoping it becomes a film. And yes, I'm probably going to go to Hollywood and try to promote it. But I think that when you look at this whole situation, and you say to yourself, this is something I really want to get involved in, And then take your own thoughts, what you believe, whether you write it in your diaries, whether it came from the movies that you liked. But I think when you open that creative zone, you're going to find a lot of thought pattern came from a lot of the things that you learned in the past. And a lot of it's going to come from the movies that you've seen. And you'll be able to maybe to even think about doing a video for your family or creating something for your children to see later. But I like the fact that I'm being able to learn how to add music scores to my thoughts. Now my books have more photographs in them. This one coming out has 30 beautiful photographs that people could cut out, post up. But it gives us a chance to explore art and word and somebody else's thoughts, what they think they have learned from all these great things. And it's going to give us something to debate on. So we've got 5 more minutes for the show. If you'd like to call 818-691-7395 and get in on this topic, maybe tell me about the movies that you like, the things that you think have influenced you, and just give me some feedback on what you really think movies and your subconscious thoughts have brought to life, or maybe just what you're thinking today. What movie you saw last week that affected how you think? Maybe it was a movie with union representation, or maybe it was a love story that you felt was one of the greatest love stories in life, or maybe just a comedy that within comedy you still found some ounces of truth that made you rethink some things. I remember a couple of comedies I saw that had me laughing, and I said, you know what? Life just really hasn't changed. And also I'm working on a new book called Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And I can't wait to get started on that. But these are the kind of thoughts that I have. So, again, just looking back and thinking about all the things that we've been involved in and all the things that I've had a chance to experience and knowing that I wanted to be this man of honor, this man of courage, this man of conviction, that I learned a lot from a lot of the movies that I watched. So the next time you're watching a great movie or one that you select, just think about what you're getting out of that, because you're putting that information into your subconscious thought. If you're thinking about that, whether you realize it or not. So when you see that great movie, just think about the things you've learned. And I'm more than sure you'll be able to dialogue with your friends when you're at the water cooler at work or sipping on a bottle of bottled water nowadays, not the water cooler, but bottled water. And think about that. Just think about now we're able to drink bottled water versus just going to the water cooler. Times have changed, and I'm hoping we continue to change and grow with that. My shows are always about life and what we think, and how we can make it much better, not only for ourselves, but for someone else. And speaking of movies, The Kingdom of Heaven, there's a scene that opens up where the person from Germany or Austria, he asks, what does that mean above his head? And Balian says, what is a man who doesn't make life better? So it's not the exact total quote, but it gave me an idea when he's talking, because Balian is going to go into life and try to make life better for himself because he's kind of lost at this time, and he thinks he's lost. He believes he's lost his faith in God. He learns how to be a better person. Well, I'll be glad when I get a really good internet connection, that's for sure. But I'm always enjoying my show. We've got 2 more minutes left, and I know we're going to do great next week. Tune in to the Don S. McClure Show. And like I said, I didn't know that when I read the ratings, I had 240-something listeners. I thought that was a lot. People that just tune into my shows from all across the country. So I've enjoyed it. I think it's a great show. I like disseminating information. And if you got a topic you'd like for me to cover, send me an email. I just got told I got 90 seconds on my show. So I think that if you write me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com, just send me an email on the kind of shows you think you'd like for me to do or topic. And I'll be more than glad to do the research on that. But keep in mind, I always talk about life because that is the most important issue for me. So we got 60 seconds. I'm going to play my theme song, and I'm going to get out of here. I want you to have a good weekend, and remember, enjoy life, because that's all you have.